You're listening to SBS News.
The closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange, signalling the end of an historic day on Wall Street, as concern grows across global markets about the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow Jones Index slumped by almost 13%, losing close to 3,000 points in a single day, the biggest fall since 1987. The Federal Reserve's emergency interest rate cut did little to calm the nerves of investors. Now, even US President Donald Trump admits the country is staring down a recession.
The stock market took another hit today. Is the US economy heading into a recession?
Well, it may be. We're not thinking in terms of recession. We're thinking in terms of the virus. I just say this. We have an invisible enemy. We have a problem that a month ago nobody ever thought about.
The president has now issued tough new health guidelines as the United States races to slow the spread of COVID-19. He's urging Americans not to congregate in groups larger than 10 people and to stop social activities for 15 days. The guidelines recommend restaurants, bars and gyms all be avoided. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of America's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
And we hope that the people of the United States will take them very seriously because they will fail if people don't adhere to them.
Further north, Canada will close its borders to all visitors who are not citizens or permanent residents. But there will be an exception for Americans. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged citizens to limit their social contact and called for all Canadians abroad to come home. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is also urging citizens to cut off all non-essential contact and avoid pubs, clubs and restaurants. In Europe, the new virus epicentre, the European Union is raising its borders to non-essential travel. Spain is set to extend its state of emergency, the official death toll rising to 297, with troops deployed to prevent residents from circumventing a nationwide lockdown. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced shops will be shuttered, access to restaurants restricted and churches sealed off, as cases in the country jumped by more than 1,000.
Our country has not seen such measures before, and they will of course be severe. But they are currently necessary to reduce the number of contacts and thereby the number of infections and severe cases in order to make sure our health system is able to cope.
In France, President Emmanuel Macron has introduced stringent restrictions on people's movement for the next 2 weeks and will draft in the army to help move the sick to hospitals.
Nous sommes en guerre.
We are at war, a health war to be sure. We are not fighting another army nor another nation, but the enemy is there, invisible and elusive. It continues and it requires our general mobilization. We are at war. Every action of the government and parliament must henceforth be directed towards this fight against this enemy, day and night. Nothing must divert us from it.
China has reported its lowest rate of new infections since January, but now the damage done to the nation's economy is becoming more clear. Industrial output has fallen by almost 14%, while unemployment has surged above 6%. Retail sales have plummeted, down by more than 20%. The country is likely to see its first quarterly GDP contraction since the 1980s. COVID-19 has now infected almost 15,000 people in Iran, with over 1,000 new cases confirmed on Monday. Turkey is closing cafes and venues, suspending mass prayers in mosques and extending flight bans as their number of cases rises to 47. Authorities in Libya, one of the world's poorest nations, have announced their first COVID-19 case. The country still bearing the scars of last decade's Ebola outbreak, which killed thousands. And amid the global scramble to contain the coronavirus, a clear directive from WHO chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
And we cannot stop this pandemic if we don't know who is infected. We have a simple message for all countries. Test, test, test.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.